Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'm going to read the 12 and 13 quickly because there's no purport. Okay? Tam shayanam dara paste kaveryam sahasronune rajasvalais tunadashir nigadam malatejasam tradashalokan vicharan lokatatva vivitsaya vitomatai kityopayai Prarado Bhagavat Priyam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj, the most dear servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, once went out touring the universe with some of his confidential associates just to study the nature of saintly persons. Thus he arrived at the bank of the Kaveri, where there was a mountain known as Saya. There he found a great saintly person who was lying on the ground, covered with dirt and dust, but who was deeply spiritually advanced. Okay, 14, we're going to do. Okay. Kamana kritibe vacham lingam Vanashramadi Bihim. Nam Vidanti Janam Yam Vaim So Sav Iti Nam Veti Cham Kamana kriti bivacha lingevana samadhi bhim navidanti janayam vaim so saviti naveti cham. Thank you, Kamana. By activities. Akriti bhim, by bodily features, vacham, by words, lingaim, by symptoms, vana ashramam, pertaining to the particular material and spiritual divisions of vana and ashram. Adibihim, and by other symptoms, na, vidanti, could not understand, jana, people in general, yam, whom, vai, indeed, saha, whether that person, aso, was the same person. Iti. Thus. Na. Not. Va. Or. Iti. Thus. Cha. Also. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Neither by that saintly person's activities, by his bodily features, by his words, nor by the symptoms of his vanashram status, could people understand whether he was the same person they had known? Please repeat. Neither by that saintly person's activities, by his bodily features, by his words, nor by the symptoms of his vanashram status, could people understand whether he was the same person they had known. purport. The inhabitants of that particular place on the bank of the Kaveri, in the valley of the mountain known as Saya, were unable to understand whether that saint was the same man they had known. It is therefore said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigye Na Bujaya. A highly advanced Vaishnava lives in such a way that no one can understand what he is or what he was. Nor should attempts be made to understand the past of a Vaishnava. Without asking the saintly person about his previous life, Prahlad Maharaj immediately offered him respectful obeisances. If you don't mind, I'll read the next verse also.
Tam natva vyacha viditvat padayo shirasa sprishan vivitso idam aprakshin mahabhagavata shuraha.
The advanced devotee Prahlad Maharaj duly worshipped and offered obeisances to the saintly person who had adopted a python's means of livelihood. After thus worshipping the saintly person and touching his own head to the saint's lotus feet, Prahlad Maharaj, in order to understand him, inquired very submissively as follows. Please repeat. The advanced devotee Prahlad Maharaj duly worshipped and offered obeisances to the saintly person who had adopted a python's means of livelihood. After thus worshipping the saintly person and touching his own head to the saint's lotus feet, Prahlad Maharaj, in order to understand him, inquired very submissively as follows.
Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Shakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Sabitam Yena Bhutale Swayamrupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapanantikam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Makam Kuru Jivachalam Pangam Langayate Girim, Yad Kripa Tadam Bande Sri Guru Dinatayanam, Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji Namani, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurvani Prashayani, Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschachandra Satani. So Prahlad Maharaj was a very advanced devotee. We know that from his leela with Lord Nisringadev, Hiranyakashipu. And so he immediately recognized that this character, this, who has adopted the occupation of a python, just lying there, expecting food to go into his mouth, was a great saintly person. It takes a saintly person to recognize another one. But just imagine, you know, how Prabhupada was a great saintly person. We all know that. But who were we to recognize him? Did we recognize Prabhupada in those early days? He was a quaint sadhu from India. Oh, are you from India? Hayagriva asked. Yes, we have our Bhagavad Gita classes. And so then he began to go to the classes. Other devotees go to the classes. Really cool. The kirtans are really cool. And it was became a trendy thing. Trendy thing to go to Prabhupada's classes and join the kirtans and take donuts and you know, ice cream outside. But, we hardly knew how to treat Prabhupada. Prabhupada was cooking, doing a he was doing the lunch program all on his own. He was cooking and he was serving and he was cleaning up. Isn't it? Is that true? Anyone out there? Yes, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Because there was nothing, you know, he was just a guy that had come in to Lower East Side, an Indian, old Indian gentleman. He was giving classes and nobody knew how to recognize a great saintly person. And Prabhupada didn't advertise himself. Here I am, a great saintly person. There was no ISKCON. There was no saffron robes. There was no, you know, wasn't a big institution like we have now. We could all take shelter of a big institution. Big building, everything, you know, all laid on. Fame all over the world, wherever you go, there's a temple, you know, people, there's the books. And Prabhupada had the books, that's a fact. Prabhupada had the vani. And that's what made him so powerful. Prabhupada had the vani of the Guru Parampara, carried with him over the seas. From India, he struggled to print those books, the first canto of Bhagavatam. So, what does Vani mean? What was that potency in the books that enabled Prabhupada to spread this movement? Of course, Prabhupada was there with the books. He was a book. He was a book Bhagavata, and he was a person Bhagavata together. And so it began to dawn on us. Oh, shall we help you clean up, Swamiji? Shall we help you clean up? You know, maybe we should help. You know. It was a mystery at first. We'd never met a real saintly person. We didn't know what it was like for somebody to depend on God 100%. To be fully surrendered to God, you know. To depend, just like this Ajayavriti, this person lying there with his mouth open. He's just depending on God. The Prabhupada was depending on God. He was using his common sense also. He'd been to Gopal Agarwal's in Patla, he'd been to Riverside, the yoga studio, Mishra's yoga studio. But it wasn't working. There was no business. No business. Prabhupada was, he could see that preaching wasn't going on. But so when he came to Lower East Side, something was happening. Young people were coming. They were interested. They were asking questions. And that was, the time was right. You know. It was also wartime, Vietnam. Vietnam War. People asking questions, just like Arjuna was asking questions. You know, how can I kill all these people? My brothers and my teachers, and I should be worshipping them. You want me to kill them in this battle? And people were interested in the philosophy. They're asking questions. Who am I? What am I doing here? What is this civilization? What is it about? Who am I? This is the basis of spiritual life. Not some rituals in a nice temple in the middle of Vrindavan, because that's wonderful, but
Just suppose there was nothing. What is the essential of spiritual life? What are the essentials of approaching a spiritual master? Who am I? You know, Tatu Brahma Jigyasa. Now I've got this human form of life. Who am I? What's it all about? Why do I have to die? I remember one time, I was with my mother in the kitchen. I was born in England, in a town called Solihull in Birmingham. I was living there. My mother was doing the washing up. I love telling this story. But my mother was doing the washing up on the sink. So I was about age 5. Mommy, yes dear, what is it? I was asking my mother a question. Mommy, yes dear, where do we come from? Where do we come from, Mommy? She went red in the face. See, I could see she was embarrassed. Why she was embarrassed? I couldn't figure it out. She said, well, when Mommy and Daddy kiss, where do you come from? When Mommy and Daddy kiss, that's where I come from. That's what she told me. And I thought, there's some mystery here. It doesn't explain who I am, what I am, where I'm going. When Mommy and Daddy kiss, it doesn't explain anything. You see? So Arjuna's in the same position. What can I do? He's thinking, he's up against a brick wall of mental speculation, Arjuna. He's thinking, how can I kill all these people? What's the point of it all? You know, if I kill all these people, how can I enjoy the kingdom, my brothers? You know, shishyasteham sadimam tvam papanam. Now I'm going to be a disciple of you, Krishna. Tell me, what's it all about? You know. And then Krishna began the Bhagavad Gita because Krishna was inquiring. Not because he was Hindu, Muslim, Christian, this or that. You see? Papa never went to start a Hindu movement. He went to give the Vani, the instructions coming down in Guru Parampara about the purpose of a human form of life. How to solve the problems of human form of life. So Krishna immediately said, Asocha Sanva Sochas Tvam Pragyavaram Chavashase. You're speaking, you're lamenting for that which is not worthy of grief. The wise man laments neither for the living nor the dead. Wise man laments neither for the living nor the dead. Really basic, fundamental point is making. Natvevaham jatunasam natram nemi janadipa. Never was there a time when you did not exist, nor all these kings, nor in the future any of us cease to be. We're not this body. Immediately, Krishna smashes all his mental concoctions. We're not this body. So, this is an important point that a saintly person understands. That's why Prabhupada came to America. He knew that. He knew this was true. And he knew that America and the Western countries were completely in the bodily concept of life. Working very, very hard. Following blind leaders. Working hard for nothing. Prabhavastavada Bodhijaya. Being defeated. Yeah. Being defeated because even if you become a Mr. Trump or if you become a this or that, Mr. Putin, what are you going to become in your next life? A nothing, a microbe, a slug, a fish, a bird. These are the facts of life. And it's scientific. This basis of the Bhagavatam, this is not just some funny stories. It's not some funny story of some guy lying on the ground, everything walking into his mouth. No, there's a science behind it. And the science is quite clear that once we've had a baby's body, and that baby's body grew, and that baby's body grew, Dehinos Vinyata Dehi 2.13, then the childhood body grew, youth, but we're the same person. People don't even know this. They don't actually accept that this is the basis of their existence yet. They rubber stamp themselves. Oh yeah, I'm Hindu, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm this and that. But do we actually act on that platform that I'm a spirit soul? You know, that I'm going to have another body. Where I'm going to go? Everyone's preparing. Oh, my exam, if I don't get a good pass, I won't get a good job, and then what will happen to me? Everyone's preparing for their next job, or whatever it is, for their marriage, for their bank balance. But do they prepare for the next life? No. It's a desperate situation. People are blind to the simple fact that they have to change. They're changing their body this life, and why not the change continues at the end of life? In our dream, we've changed so many bodies. Every night we're changing our body, we're the same person. So in the daydream, why do you think we're not going to change our body? So this is what Krishna, the basis of Krishna consciousness. And this really interested people, because this knowledge was coming down in disciplic succession. It was Vani, it was the message, absolute message of Godhead, spoken by Krishna. So what is this Vani? In Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, verse 1, Maya Shakta Mana Pato Yoga Myanjan Madashaya Asamshayam Samagramam Yatagyasi Chachchinu, just hear from me. So we're hearing in a different way than when we turn on the radio, the TV, or on the internet, or whatever. We're actually hearing from beyond our sense perception. There's two kinds of knowledge. I have to go back to square one. Inductive and deductive knowledge. There's inductive knowledge has four defects. What are the four defects? Wake up.
They can cheat.
You've already told one. Someone else? Inductive knowledge, four defects. Imperfect senses. Right to be illusion. Make mistakes, yeah. So how can we get perfect knowledge with these senses? Just like the little boy is walking in the street. Are you my father? Excuse me, sir. Are you my father? Excuse me, sir. Are you my father? How stupid this modern civilization is. Childish. Shooting up rockets and, you know, this and that. Any minute a big satellite might drop on our head. Do you know that? There's a 50-ton satellite which is going to drop somewhere on this planet. Might be right here in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Yeah. We don't know where it's going to land. They say you've got 1 trillion chance that it'll land on your head. Anyway, the point is that people, they're basing their life, their whole civilization, on the assumption that this is the truth, what we see through our senses. Right? But it's not true. It's just not true, because this body's not me. I'm not this body. So then, you know, then what's next? Okay, what's the alternative? Deductive knowledge. I go to my mother. Mommy, who is my father? Oh, he's such and such person. He went to the Vietnam War, he went here, there. So then, here's your father. Your mother tells you. So Vedic knowledge is like our mother. It's Vani. It's instruction from above. From a transcendental source. Beyond our sense perception. Oparesheya. Krishna's Oparesheya. He's Satchitananda Vigraha. He's full of knowledge, he's eternal, full of bliss. And he's a person, he has a form. So he's quite capable of informing us in the darkness of this material world, who we are, what we are. And this is coming down in Guru Parampara. So Srila Prabhupada is carrying this message, this urgent message for humanity, that of our identity. Why are we suffering? Why we can't solve our problems? And how to solve the problems? So he's giving Bhagavad Gita classes, and he's giving Srimad Bhagavatam classes. And the basic principle of the Srimad Bhagavatam classes is there, Nashta Praheshu Bhadreshu, Nicham Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke. We have to regularly hear the sound vibration, touch Trinu. Why? Because it's a form of Krishna, it's a form of Prabhupada. It's not that Prabhupada is dead and gone. I just went in Prabhupada's room, and of course it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see Prabhupada and on the Vyasa stand and his bed and everything. But then it also seems like a museum. This was his cup, this was his this was his that. Was. But Vani is not dependent on time. Vani is not was. Is. Prabhupada's living in his Vani form. He reasons, Bhaktivinoda Thakur put it very nicely, he reasons ill who think that Vaishnavas die when they're living still in sound. The Vaishnav dies to live, and living spreads the holy name around. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the Vaishnava doesn't die. And then in our Guru Puja song, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriyakya. My only wish is that my consciousness is purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth in the presence. To Prabhupada is present. It's not that now it's post-Prabhupada and now you know, we have to somehow or other manage without Prabhupada. No. Prabhupada actually said on his Guru Maharaj's disappearance day, Vani is more important than Vapu. It's not that you have to envy me because I'm a Prabhupada disciple. No. Actually, that's a disadvantage for me because I'm thinking, oh, Prabhupada is in his samadhi. But you are more fortunate because you know he's not. You know he's there in his books, in his Vani, in his instructions. You're more fortunate. He's living for you in this movement. So this is Vani. The movement is not dependent on us, it's depending on how we serve Srila Prabhupada's Vani. Prabhupada is here with us. He's alive. And we only have to serve him and please him. And he'll spread this movement. Just like when we first went to Congo. I just came from Congo. And it was very traumatic actually, apart from breaking my leg and malaria. It was very traumatic because Balnitai, our leader, charismatic leader, he died of cancer. So I arrived there and the whole compound was full of his family members who never met him before when he was a devotee. They rejected him. But as soon as he died, they all came to claim his body. Yeah, it was a heavy scene. Went on for about 2 weeks. But Balnitai said, I want to be cremated. So it was a big struggle. They wanted to bury, we're Christians, we must bury him and bury his body. But his wife, Galindi, she was so tough. She said, if you don't honor his last words, then he wanted to be... What are you doing? Huh? What are you messing around? Leave it. If you don't honor his last words, it will be a curse on your family. This is Vani. She stood by his Vani. I want to be cremated, the words of a devotee. And he was the first devotee ever in Congo, for the first Congolese citizen ever to be cremated. Because his wife, Kalindi, stood against all of the family members. She said, he must be cremated or your whole family will get bad luck. More or less, she said, I will curse you. So they all backed off and we had the first cremation. This is Vani. This is the power of the instruction of, well, of course that was just an ordinary devotee, because he was a wonderful devotee, but just imagine the potency we have if we follow Prabhupada's Vani. If we don't, what will happen to this movement? This is the question. Just like, what was Prabhupada's instruction in his will? I don't like to get into anything political, but this is to do with Vani. And Prabhupada said, the governing body commission will be the ultimate managing authority of ISKCON. But who is saying that? The founder Acharya of ISKCON is saying that. And he's not a liberated soul. It's not controlled by time. Prabhupada is present in his words. So it means he's authorizing the GBC to manage this movement. But he's still in charge. So if our leaders think that they're in charge, that's an offense to Prabhupada. In Hawaii, one devotee asked Prabhupada, are you a member of ISKCON? Prabhupada said, yes, I am a member of ISKCON. So what kind of member is Prabhupada? He's the founder of Acharya. He's the supreme authority. He's the ultimate authority. And we must follow Srila Prabhupada. We must live by his instructions, and the follower lives with him. Yeah. This is the system of our Vaishnava Sampradaya. That's how Prabhupada was successful. Because he stuck by the words of his Guru Maharaj. He said, my Guru Maharaj is always by my side. You see? So this is how Prabhupada arrived in America. Gradually he was revealed to the devotees. Here's a great saintly person. Because we were just dogs and cats. How could we recognize Prabhupada? By his qualities, by his beauty, by his words. Gradually we understood. So we also have to be saintly persons. The whole world is in great difficulty. They're suffering. People are suffering like anything. Because they don't know who they are, the purpose of life, why they're suffering, why they have to die. Nothing. So it's only up to us now. And where do we get our power? From Prabhupada. But by accepting that Prabhupada is with us in this movement, in his books, in his instructions, and in this way we please Prabhupada, and we distribute this movement all over the world. Okay, I'm running out of time. Srila Prabhupada ki. So thank you very much. Any questions, please? I'm going to Mayapur now to put Bali Thai's ashes in the Ganga. I didn't take my hat to Congo. I usually wear a changing body's hat, but as it has a skeleton on it, I thought, you know, it's too much for African people in Congo to see a skeleton on my hat. So I didn't take it. So I'm going to Mayapur, I'm going to distribute the, put the ashes in the Ganga, then go to Nepal, recover my leg. Actually, my leg is bona fide. You know my leg is bona fide injury? You know how?
You did Harinam.
Because it was on Harinam. Harinam Sankirtan ki. When you're injured on Harinam, it's the greatest benediction. Yeah. And we have a project called New Jharkhand outside Kinshasa, in a tribal area. And we were going through the jungle, and I was leading the kirtan with my accordion, and I put my left foot forward, expecting there to be something there, and there was nothing there. So it was a big hole, and I fell in it, twisted my ankle. But it was on Harinam. So it was a blessing, actually. If it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't be here today. So any questions, please? Yeah?
Where is Congo in Africa?
Where is Congo? You don't know nothing, right? If you don't know where Congo is, you don't know anything. It's on the west coast of Africa, in the equatorial region. It's the most exploited and most darkest region of Africa. But fortunately, when I arrived, before I went from Mayapur, I met Sarvasachi from South Africa. And he told me that Bhakti Charudeshna Swami is in Cote d'Ivoire. He's a black sannyasi, speaks French. So he flew over. So we were working together to sort out all these problems. So he was there, it was great. Prabhupada helped, you know, Prabhupada helped so much. It was a great adventure, but it's going to take a while to recover, I think. Any questions, please? So you all agree? Prabhupada is present with us in this movement? Yes. Hands up those who agree. Srila Prabhupada ki! So who is the supreme authority of ISKCON? The GBC or Srila Prabhupada? Which? Yeah, unless the GBC accepts Prabhupada's authority, then it's off, right? You can't have a GBC without Prabhupada, you can't have Prabhupada without... Both have to be there, simultaneously one and different. But the ultimate authority, the GBC is a managing authority. Ultimate managing, that's what Prabhupada said in his will. So Prabhupada is the supreme ultimate authority. I'm not inventing anything, you can see. Srila Prabhupada ki! Thank you.